David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 189, My Journey Home Via the Homeless. After my encounter with the homeless man in Huddersfield, which I told you about in Dollop 181, I was approached by another homeless person in Sheffield later that same day. I heard them asking people for money before he came to me, and no one seemed to be responding positively. Unlike the man in Huddersfield, this man's story remained constant and didn't change with every new person that he met. I was proud of my hometown of Sheffield for sporting a better class of beggar than those of Huddersfield. If I gave the Huddersfield man some money and he can't even stick to a plausible story about why he wants the money, then surely I would have to give something to this seemingly more genuine man. So I also gave him a pound. He thanked me and went on his way. A minute later, I was approached by another man who told me that he was homeless and asked me if I could spare any change. What was going on? Is there a homeless network where fellow homeless people tip others off about good prospective givers? I didn't even hear this one ask anyone else before me. It's as if he just saw me and went straight for me, as if he knew who I was. Perhaps the man at Huddersfield had alerted the homeless community of Sheffield. Hello, Sheffield? Yeah, this is John from Huddersfield. Yeah, I've got a tip off for you. There's a blind man with blonde hair and blue eyes heading in your direction. He's just got on the train, so he should be with you in just over an hour at the train station. All right. Oh, and a word to the wise. Make sure you get your story straight beforehand. I nearly botched it. It seems as if his going rate is a pound, although you might get more if you get your story straight first. This man also got a pound. What the hell, I thought. I'm a folk singer, for goodness sake. I can obviously afford it. He thanked me, and we went our separate ways. A couple of minutes later, I got lost while trying to find the bus stop, and I was stopped by a man who asked me if I needed some help. I told him where I was trying to get to, and he offered to walk me there. As we walked, we got chatting. I asked him what he was up to today, and he told me that he wasn't really up to much because he was currently living on the streets. Damn! I'd fallen into his trap. He'd obviously been tipped off by Huddersfield and possibly also his homeless friends of Sheffield, and had deliberately offered to help me, knowing that I'd surely have to give him money, perhaps counting on the fact that I might give him even more than a pound if he did something for me in return. Each homeless person that I was meeting today was getting progressively more adept. I reached into my bag and pulled out a pound, which I gave to him. He thanked me and then informed me that he was lost and he didn't actually know where he was, so he wasn't sure how much help he would be. Then he walked off, leaving me more lost than I was before he'd came along. I stood there for a few seconds, trying to decide how I felt, wrestling with emotions. I felt a mix of feelings. I felt sympathy for the man, assuming that, of course, that he was really homeless, but I also felt a bit angry that he had taken advantage of my situation, seemingly just to guilt-trip me into giving him some money, which, when I'd given it to him, he buggered off to leave me to fend for myself. My annoyance began to build, usurping my feelings of sympathy and goodwill. I considered the first homeless man, who didn't seem to really be homeless, with his changing reasons for needing money. My frustration caused me to start doubting the authenticity of the first Sheffield homeless man, and I began to feel even more irked. After all, in a sea of people refusing to give any of these people money, I had now given money to four homeless people, the first of which had lied to me and had not thanked me, and the last had led me down some alley, making me completely lost. Are you lost, mate? Where are you trying to get to, mate? A man approached me. I told him where I was trying to head, and the man took my arm, and we began to walk. I thanked him for his help, and then, for want of anything else to say, and thinking that it might do me some good to get what had just happened off my chest, I said, "You're not homeless, are you?" It was a sort of jocular conversation opener. Basically, he would say no, I'd have piqued his curiosity about why I was asking, and it would mean that I could vent my spleen about what had just happened. Except, my plan backfired. Yes, I am, mate. I am. Bloody hell. This was getting ridiculous. What was I going to do? I'd asked as a kind of joke in order to facilitate a conversation topic, but now I'd inadvertently put my foot in it. I'd have to give him some money, surely. I began to reach into my bag, but then I stopped. What if this man was part of the homeless network and had received tip-offs from the previous three homeless men, including the last one about the pretend to help the blind man scam? If I gave him money, then he would probably just toddle off, tip off another homeless man, and then it would happen all over again. When would it end? My hand remained poised at my bag while I deliberated on my course of action. I decided that I wouldn't give him money until he got me to the bus stop. And then, if he got me there, I'd give him some money before getting on the bus and leaving this madness behind. Otherwise, I might never get home, and I would end up broke after spending days being approached by homeless men offering assistance, only to disappear as soon as I gave them money. Ironically, all of this would result in me having no money myself, and therefore having to live on the streets and relying on the money-making tactics that I'd picked up from all the homeless men that I'd met over the last few days who got me into this mess. Except, I'd be a bit useless helping blind people find their way to the bus stop. I shuddered at the thought of what was surely about to happen if I didn't take control. I'd wait until we got to the bus stop before I gave him money. Yes, the decision had been made. Except, I realised that as soon as he'd said that he was homeless, I immediately halted my walk, put my hand in my bag, and we were both now just standing there, while I had my hand in my bag, clearly deliberating about whether to give him money or not. It would be too awkward to pull my hand out of the bag and not give him anything. Damn! I pulled a pound out and gave it to him. But the man refused it. No, it's fine, mate. You've already given me a quid. I saw you 10 minutes ago. It was the first man of Sheffield, who'd asked for money at the train station. I apologised for not realising that it was him. He said that he thought it was a bit weird when I said, "You're not homeless, are you?" He'd assumed that I'd decided for some reason to challenge him. He assumed that I'd decided for some reason to challenge him about his homelessness, when, in fact, I had no idea it was the same person. I felt as if I really needed to explain why I'd asked him whether he was homeless, and so I told him about the man who'd offered to help me get to the bus stop, but then, as soon as I gave him some money, toddled off. We then had a bit of a laugh about our misunderstanding. He took hold of my arm again, and we began to walk. But then, a man jogged up to us. "Sorry, mate, that took longer than I thought. But I've been given directions for someone now, so I know where to go." It was the man from earlier. It turned out that he hadn't buggered off, but had actually just gone to ask someone for directions. Suddenly, everything felt good again, and I began to feel a restored sense of faith in humanity. I introduced the two men to each other, and the three of us walked to the bus stop together, chatting. The two men seemed to be getting on really well, and as they chattered with each other, I began to daydream about how they might become best friends, and perhaps then they would help each other to get off the streets, maybe moving into a flat together. Maybe they would be each other's best men and godfathers to their respective children. I realised just how all over the place my emotions were today. A minute ago, I was really angry at the homeless people that I'd met, thinking that they'd been duplicitous. And now, I was getting all excited about the prospect of a fairy tale scenario involving these two homeless men, in which they both live happily ever after. I was so overcome with emotion that I gave the pair a £20 note. They accepted it, then shouted, "So long, sucker!" and then walked away laughing, leaving me even more lost than I was before. No, don't worry, that last bit didn't happen. They got me to the bus stop, and I got the bus home, feeling as if I had learned a valuable life lesson. I hope that you have also learned a valuable lesson by listening to this, even if that thing that you've learned is simply never to waste your time listening to one of these podcasts again.